So Gina, one of the things that we're trying to do is to encourage learners to practice specific skills at a time so that they really master those skills. And this was a good example for me of the challenge in that, because there were so many times when I just wanted to reflect what I was hearing you say, and I had to kind of pull back and say, okay, I'm going to ask a question, I'm going to use validating, I'm going to use these other skills, but it really forces me to be deliberate about those skills. What was the experience like for you as a client?
As a client, I didn't notice that you were forcing yourself to be deliberate. Mm-hmm. But I can see how that can be difficult when it's only this particular skills. And I can see the reasons why, you know, we do that is because then we're focusing on learning and slowing down these micro skills so that we have the experience of really knowing what they each mean, you know. And in a real session with clients, we don't often say, oh, I'm going to do a question now or a pro, but the practice at this micro level really does help.
Mm-hmm.
So
Gina, one of the things that I noticed is that there are many options that I could say in response to the things that you said as a client. And I'm sure when you're practicing as the counselor, you find the same thing. And I wonder if I tend to, in my mind, automatically default to the things I'm most comfortable with. So I would normally probably lean towards reflecting meaning or reflecting feeling. And so it's good for me to practice these skills and to know, okay, I'm practicing probing, questioning, clarifying. And it keeps me on my toes in terms of having these skills at the tips of my fingers, as opposed to just defaulting to what feels easiest in the moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sandra. And for me, now that we're talking about this, I think I'm more comfortable with asking questions. I remember as a newer counselor, probes are hard for me because mm-hmm. it's tell me. So it feels a bit more I like to ask it as a question, such as, can you tell me? But then if it's all questioning like that, it can feel like an interrogation. So it's really important to, as you said, be aware of what we lean towards and to practice outside of our comfort level, mm-hmm. right? So that mm-hmm. makes sense.
Mm-hmm. It's like just adding all of these things to our toolbox that we can then make use of to provide the optimum response to clients in the moment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.